All right, boys. How you feeling?
Tired.
Brian, you're always tired, though.
Yes, I am.
So I'm going to need more detail from you.
Really tired.
Tired as well. Tire Tyler.
Tie Tie.
Tie Tie.
Nah.
They call me.
JB, you?
I would say, compared to previous Record Store Days, I actually feel pretty good. Like, I feel like I've only lost my mind slightly, whereas previous Record Store Days, I feel like I've just, by now, I've gone off the deep end into complete insanity.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think usually we reach a point of delirium around, like, 6 o'clock or so. Like, remember the year we were doing, like, bin stretches and stuff?
Yep.
Yes.
So thanks, pandemic, for making us slightly less tired, except for Brian.
You know.
If there's an asterisk in the history books for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Of course, at the time of this recording, which by the time you're listening to this, is in the past, it is August 29th, Saturday, August 29th, Record Store Day, the first Record Store Day drop here at Darkside Records.
Big old D. Mm.
Dropping a big old Record Store Day deuce. It's about 8:30 p.m. We've closed the shop. We've done the thing. Really quick, before we get into anything else in this podcast, we just want to say...
thank you!
For coming to Record Store Day.
Woo! That's not what I thought was going to happen there. We want to say thank you.
That's right. We could not do this without all of you. As we always say, Dark Side is for the people. Never said that before, but it sounds pretty good right now, right?
That's our new t-shirt.
Yeah. We love you all. There's no way we could do this without you, especially now. It was a hard-fought battle through 3 months of shutdown and coming back out, and this feels like, you know, this feels like we're a beautiful butterfly that's emerged from the cocoon again, the chrysalis. We're on the Chrysalis label. Hey-o! Record nerds. And we're so happy to be back. And honestly, I think the day worked out pretty well. I'm glad that we've got the opportunity to again do it again two more times this year before Black Friday. Yeah, just happy to be back. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah. This was the tester. This was the first of three Record Store Day drops that is happening.
Dip your toe to jacuzzi, baby.
We did a safe social distance line. We had Mike Joyce. He was here yesterday, the day before Record Store Day.
5:30 p.m., people.
Crazy.
It's dedication, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of Tenacious D references in this intro.
I like this. Sign of a good podcast. And we just want to say a special thanks, truly, everyone, for being super cool, keeping your distance, wearing your masks, making this thing flow so smoothly, being patient with each other and patient with us, and being here. You rule.
Word up.
You darn tootin'.
We're going to do this two more times, like JJ said. There's going to be two more Record Store Day drops, September 26th and October 24th, right here at Darkside Records, both opening 9 a.m., same damn deal. There's going to be exclusive releases. We're going to drop a menu the day before with what you're going to have. Are we doing a dream phone for these?
It's too late. I got your dream phone from the first time around. So
okay.
That's
it. Your dream phone, shut down. So there'll be two more times for you to catch some exclusive releases here at Darkside Records. And we hope you will join us for those again.
And huge shout out and thank you to our friend Pat and Co. from the Poughkeepsie Grind, 107 Main Street in Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie.
For providing us with the caffeine. You got the free coffee out there every Record Store Day. Pat's the man. Go, please support the Poughkeepsie Grind. And, of course, to our friend Mike from Ben & Jerry's of Albany.
In Albany.
This is our bit now.
Yeah. We just say things high and low.
Okay.
So if you find yourself on Madison Avenue, Albany, please go get a scoop from Mike. Or I think they have one somewhere at RPI if you're in a Ripper. That's what they call the kids.
I don't think they
at RPI.
I don't think they call them that.
The Rippies.
Is that where Tim Ripper Owens got his PhD? In ripping?
That's where Jack the Rippy Slade.
Did it cost a lot of
Ladies of the Night?
It cost a lot of rupees to go there.
That was a really dumb joke. Yeah. I'm not too hard at. Anyway.
Classic.
And we got to also thank everyone who donated. We did a raffle that was going to support the great folks, compassionate animal rescue efforts of Dutchess County, a no-kill animal shelter and pet adoption agency that's right here in the Hudson Valley. We did a raffle, and so many of you came out and donated money. Thank you for doing that and helping support a great cause during this crazy time. All right, that all being said, everyone wants to go home here. So, as per usual on Record Store Day, we took a little time, did a few interviews this morning, talked to a few folks who had been up all night, maybe slightly delirious, comparably delirious to how we feel right now, and we just want to share a couple of those interviews with you. So, without further ado, thanks.
We'll see you in the bins.
This is the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast.
All right. It is 8:30 a.m. on a warm and wet Record Store Day morning, August 29th.
Cold and freezing and snowy like we normally have.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. This is by far the most unique Record Store Day we've had here at Dark Side Records. Look at it, 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, or on the web at darksiderecords.com. If you maybe are just getting out of, let's say, a coma.
A COVID coma?
No, just a regular coma. If you were in the coma pre-COVID, that's who this spoiler alert is for. Spoiler alert, the world is exploding. Record Store Day, originally slated to happen in April, was postponed, of course, to what is now going to be 3 RSD drops. Happening August 29th, September 26th, and October 24th at independent record stores across the country and around the world. And we're here at the first RSD drop here. Similar to how we do regular Record Store Days, I'm standing here with the first person in line. Why don't you introduce yourselves to our podcast listeners?
Hi, guys. Mike Joyce, Loud Noises on Instagram. For Beacon originally, and happy to be here.
That's right. If you are a viewer of our Use Twos for Use previews live videos that we do every Monday night on our Facebook page, you'll recognize Mike here as a regular dibber, a super dibber, one could even say. And you were here. Why don't you tell people what time you were here yesterday?
I got here around 5:30 in the afternoon, 5:31 to be precise, when I got here. Yep. A little crispy right now.
We appreciate your being a overachiever this year at Record Store Day. What brings you? What was your inspirato for coming so early to Record Store Day?
Well, bucket list item. Wanted to be number one at something one of these days. So I chose waiting in line. I'm number one at waiting in line, everybody. I love you guys, so I just wanted to be here and hang out and have a good time, which was exactly what happened. It was awesome.
Well, I think you chose the right one specifically from the context of we get to kind of experience what I feel like West Coast record stores experience, which is a Record Store Day morning that is not snowy and 3 below. It's warm. I guess I shouldn't tell me... I assume it was warm at night. What was it like staying overnight here?
Weather was absolutely beautiful. Rain didn't start till about 5 or so. The rain started. I've been in flip-flops and shorts the whole day and a t-shirt, so I can't complain at all.
Did you do any fun tailgating?
We had some pizza. I had a sandwich. A little bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly, and it was just a good time. Good time was had by all.
Okay, and what is on your list? Of course, we release our menu of things that we have out for Record Store Day the night before Record Store Day. This was no exception. I guess by the time you're listening to this, none of this matters because the list has already been out. Record Store Day has already happened. But you can use this as a precursor because there's going to be 2 more, September 26th and October 24th. So the night before, we put out our list of what we physically have here in stock. What's on your list? What was the top thing on your list that made you say, I'm going to come here at fucking 5 o'clock in the afternoon the day before.
A couple of the limited release items, the Marvin Pontiac Asylum tape sounds awesome. The John Prine box set, I definitely wanted that. Cradle, I'm really excited about that one. Obviously, I always get a David Bowie, so I'm getting one of them. You know, there's a bunch. The Denzel Curry sounds freaking awesome.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that one. A cover of Rage and Bad Brains, you can't go wrong.
A cover of Bad Brains with the Bad Brains, right, as your backing band.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. So I'm pumped. There's a lot of good stuff on here. And for the later ones, the Skid Row, definitely. I'm debating on whether I'm going to get Biggie or Old Dirty Bastard. You know, those are...
I get it. You got to pick a coast, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So the most important question that I'm sure people are going to want to have an answer to. Not why is there a random U-Haul showing up right now at 8:30 in the morning. Are you going to wait in line? Are you going to be early for the next, either of the next two Record Store Day drops?
Yes, probably. Knowing me, yeah.
You don't have to commit right now, just for the record. We're not going to hold you to it.
The September one, almost definitely. Or the October one, actually, for the Skid Row, probably definitely be early on that one.
That one is on my interest list of ones that I would like. And I also feel like that's the Poughkeepsie gem right there. Skid Row?
Hell yeah. Yep. That and the Ace Frehley this time around with a couple of Poughkeepsie locals on it.
Poughkeepsie loves its 80s hair metal.
That's right. That's right. You got that right.
What are you going to do right after you leave here?
Take a poop.
Well, you didn't try the porta potty?
Yeah, you know, figured not destroy it for everybody.
Standing room only in there.
I'm gonna mess around in there a little bit, and then.
When you say mess around in there, do you mean the bathroom or do you mean at home?
Hopefully that will stay, you know, in me, and then I'll do that at home. But fuck around. I think there's a used item that I want in there that I'm going to pick up. And then make my way home and dream about all the wonderful gooch I just got.
All right. Cool. Well, Mike, thank you for being here. Thank you for being number one. We're going to do a gentle elbow bump there for safety precautions. Wait for Steve Feldman to get back here. Steve Feldman is here. He's mooching coffee. All right, so let's move down the line just a hair. Let's go to number 2 and 3 in line. Mike, you don't have to feel like you don't have to be a part of this. You can be in this as well. Don't hesitate. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Feldman, Rockin' Santa, whatever you want to call me.
Mike Withrow.
Go by Farron, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Good morning, all. Welcome. Oh, we've reached a wonderful point in the line that's happening right now, which is the we give away free shit portion of the line.
Free shit and the good stuff.
Yeah, if you're here in line, you're waiting, you get not only a Verve Flexi, but a Record Store Day CD sampler.
I haven't had a Flexi.
Let's give a CD sampler out for Record Store Day.
For the record, I cannot guarantee if we're going to have these for the following two Record Store Days. I don't actually know. So if you're listening to this, good luck. So let's just, we'll go down the line real quick here. Tell me what time you got here yesterday and what you're most excited to pick up.
6 o'clock. He beat me by half an hour. And the Green Jelly and Ace Frehley.
Got here about 7:15 and Tommy Bolin and the Kinks, I think, are going to be on top of my list today.
I think it's about 7:45, and I'm hoping I can score a lurch. Ted Cassidy.
He's going to score a lurch.
That's a confusing metaphor.
I should really prep questions for these things.
You probably ought to.
I have my one.
You think you would know him by now. You've done this so many times.
I've only done it five years in a row.
And
twice a year. I've only done this 10 times.
So by Thanksgiving, you'll be fine this year, 4 times in a row.
No, let's just keep it going. I like this sort of improv, just winging it feel.
You'll know it because 4 months in a row you'll have done it. Mm-hmm.
I'll have my one question and that's it.
What time did you get here last night?
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything fun last night? Did you do any tailgating?
I ordered pizza, had a little bit of the bubbly finally celebrating somebody's birthday from April that got canceled.
Well, his birthday didn't get canceled. The celebration.
The celebration got canceled, and we watched the police run back and forth a whole bunch last night.
There were a lot of police, a lot of fire trucks last night. It was lovely.
Eight in one shot.
Yeah.
But who was counting?
That's interesting.
Feldman was counting. Yes.
I feel like the activity might be lower when we do these in April and, conversely, November.
They usually
when
are.
Like, it's colder, you know?
Yeah. Usually we'll have more action in April because it's starting to warm up and people have been inside all winter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's also kind of what's happening right now, is just people have been inside all spring.
All spring and summer. But even then, people have been getting out and doing stuff. Just, they don't stay out as late because you can't. Nothing's open yet.
That's the truth. Okay, did you do anything fun for your tailgating?
Not really. I mean, just kind of hung out and enjoyed the company of all the other record people. So,
same here. Watched a little Netflix and tried to get a little.
He slept the whole night.
Tried to get a little sleep.
He was snoring, man.
I thought there was a bullfrog over there.
Nothing wrong with sleeping, man. No. You know.
We were jealous. He had the recliner. We're like, we have to find out where he ordered it from and get some.
I do snore a little.
I do have to say, it was a pretty baller move to show up with a recliner to sit in line with. Smart.
Did that last time too.
Somehow I missed that. Oh, you know why? It's because there was snow on the ground and you were bundled up under a giant blanket.
Yeah. You couldn't see with the blankets. Yeah.
Like a mummy.
Oh, I do. Yeah, you were kind of like a little baby in a swaddling cloth.
I like to be warm.
I agree with you. I agree. Are you going to come back for either of the or any of the following record store days in September, October,
or
I guess in theory Black Friday in November?
I don't know. You might have to twist my arm for that.
We'll all be here for all of them, I'm sure.
I'm probably not going to be here for September, but the next one after that, I will be.
He enjoys sleep, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, well, gentlemen, thank you for being here so early, and I guess I don't have to say thank you for braving the elements, because this is the warmest.
It was nice.
It still rained. It wasn't like we got to stay dry.
Yeah, but the rain held off until like 5 in the morning.
I know. It was supposed to rain at midnight and all night, so.
And we had canopies and you know, cover and nice breeze for late August.
Was one person per parking spot. We didn't have like the whole little get-togethers we normally would have.
You didn't have the old record store day clam bake inside the giant canopy cover.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Somehow I missed that.
How the hell does that happen?
You were in your car that time.
Cool. Well, gentlemen, again, I really appreciate you all being here so much. Thank you for being here. And I hope you get all the things that you wanted on record store day in life and in general. Godspeed. And good night. I shouldn't say that at 8 in the morning. Yeah,
it's going to be a good night. 9:30
in the morning, it'll be a good night.
Okay. All right, it is about 9:15 here, Record Store Day. Drop number one, August 29th, here at Dark Side Records. 6 Limited Dungeons, Turnpike, and Poughkeepsie. We're on the web at darksiderecords.com. And I have moved from the front of the line to the underachiever portion of the Dark Side Records Record Store Day line. I am here at the end of the line, and would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Liz.
Hey, Liz. How's it going?
What's up?
What brings you here today?
I have to get things for my friends, but I want, like, the Bastille record and the Billie Eilish record.
Okay, but not quite enough to be early in line, so they're not that good of friends.
No, they are. I just rolled out of bed.
That's what I mean. Okay. So are you the bad friend in this scenario?
Maybe. I don't know.
Look, you're here, so already you're a better friend than, I guess everyone who's not in this line right now.
Yes. Actually, I'm the bad friend because I made this one get up.
You're a good friend. What time did you get here this morning?
8:45.
Right. Okay. How many record store days have you been to in the past?
Second one.
This is your second one?
Yeah.
Have you been to any other record store day events? Any other stores, etc.?
No, I've only been here.
So 100% of the record store days you've spent here at Dark Side Records?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I like that number. Okay, cool. Did the free stuff that we were giving out in the line make it back to you?
No.
Okay, I do see Justin. He's about 10 people ahead of you in line handing out free things. So your odds are not looking great. Not looking great. Can I ask you questions for this podcast as well? Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Good.
What's your name?
Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. So you came just to be a friend and wait in line with your friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have anything that you're actually interested in shopping for this morning?
No.
So you're just here standing in the rain just to keep your friend company?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's some good friend shit right there. That's some best friend shit.
Thank you.
Well, I've known some very fucking cool grandmas, so is her grandma cool?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, is she a Fox News grandma?
No, but, like, she's angry.
Look, she's earned it, all right?
Listen, she's just mad she's not in Florida. We had to go get her, and now she's mad that she's here, because she's sick.
Well, crap.
I know.
I was going to say, that's the one thing you can avoid, is coming to New York, is, like, stepping out of a hotspot into a slightly less hotspot, especially if you come upstate, up here.
Yeah, you would think. No.
Sorry, Gam Gam. Okay, is there anything that you are going to look at while you're in our store here this morning?
No.
Okay, well, there's free coffee over there. That's your consolation prize if you want some free coffee. Or if you're just planning on going immediately back to bed after this. I'm getting a lot of nods of yes. Okay, well, thank you for coming to Record Store Day, and thanks for coming to Dark Side Records for 100% of your Record Store Days.
Of course.
give up?
Well, left.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, because the line was too long of a wait?
I don't know. We didn't ask. We didn't census them as they were leaving.
Now I'm so curious. Now I want to know who that was.
There was a person, like, three ahead of us, and they left pretty much when they were at this corner of the building. And I was like, oh, gosh darn it. You were already here for, like, an hour.
Right, exactly.
You waited
this long. You might as well just stick it through.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy who was halfway. He was probably, like, exactly halfway up, and he was kind of like, well, it looks like rain, I don't know. And I was like, you've waited this long.
Right.
You might as well get a little wet. Like, you've waited 2 hours in line.
Yeah.
Why is the rain the thing?
Yeah. Like, is your phone in your pocket? I think your phone can be fine.
Yeah,
like,
you'll be fine.
It's just your body.
Exactly. You'll be fine. I made the poor decision for Record Store Day where I brought a change of shirt, but I did not bring a change of shoes.
Mm.
And it was raining all morning, and my shoes...
Cloth shoes.
Yeah, are very wet.
No.
Very wet. So it's going to be a very... squishy day for me in here.
Well, here you are, living the dream.
Here I am. So it is about 11:30 in the morning here, Record Store Day 2020. The first Record Store Day drop here on August 29th. The line has moved pretty substantially. I'd say the line is three quarters in the building, processed, shopped, or shopping, moving along nicely. And I'm here with a friend of the store.
Yes.
And I like to think I'm also a mutual friend of your establishment as well.
Yes, you are.
Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, guys. I'm Bernadette Gorman-White. You know me from Story Screen Presents, the podcast where we talk about all things movies, television, sometimes video games, sometimes other random pop culture things. And I also work at Story Screen.
What time did you get here for Record Store Day?
We pulled into the lot probably like 20 after 9 and got in line.
20 after 9? Really?
Yeah.
You were so far back.
9:30?
Holy shit.
Yeah, you guys had a good line by the time we pulled in.
It was a pretty good line.
It was a good line.
Pretty good line.
You should be proud of that line.
Cool. So what inspired you to make the trip out here for a Record Store Day?
Well, I definitely have not been shopping all that much in the past, you know, 6-7 months or so. Obviously, for COVID reasons. Mm-hmm. And I definitely hadn't been in a record store since, gosh, maybe like a year prior to that.
So, really?
Well, I'd say probably about a year around this time. So, yeah, it'd been a long time. And needed to get back out to a record store. And definitely this was a good prompt. And I don't feel like I've been, like, super COVID anxious. Mm-hmm. Like, I still go out and try to support, like, local restaurants as much as I can. Ones that I don't want to see fall under. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot harder to get out. I mean, Poughkeepsie is only, like, 40 minutes from my house. So it's not like it's that far. But I've been doing a lot more local shopping. And, yeah, now that I'm out here, it was very easy. And I mean, very easily done. But I pre-ordered the new Run the Jewels album. So
excellent.
I'll be back in, like, a couple weeks when that comes out.
Cool.
Yeah, I feel like I also have a good amount of COVID anxiety, but I think that I try to lump it more into, like, COVID awareness. Yes. I'm trying to minimize my actual anxiety levels and just trying to be the guy who takes care of myself and aggressively shames people in public who do not follow safety protocols. Of which, and you talked about driving 40 minutes up to Poughkeepsie, like, I also live in Beacon, and I assume you live in Beacon, I should say. I don't actually know where you live.
I live in Cornwall, which is, like, 25 minutes from Beacon.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, live in Beacon, and I also have been making a really concerted effort to do a lot of supporting of local businesses, and in my mind, for whatever reason, I lump, like, Poughkeepsie, Beacon, I guess that's really the circuit. It's like between Beacon and Poughkeepsie is what I consider local, and I try to support businesses in between there. I guess obviously I work up here, so I do make dedicated trips up to Poughkeepsie more often, but as someone who works in PK and lives in Beacon, I do try to support both communities, as I think they both have, like, great businesses that need supporting and great people who are trying to do great things, and it's fucking tough, and I want to support, you know, I want to support those folks.
I know. It's rough, especially for some of the areas like Poughkeepsie, who have kind of undergone this revitalization in the past, like, year and mm-hmm. a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a bad time to start being, like, to get on your feet and then this to happen.
It's a bad time to start an arcade bar.
Yes.
It's a bad, terrible timing. I'm not blaming anyone or pointing fingers. It's such a great idea. The universe said, fuck you.
I know. We went, like, 2 days before they were like, oh, yeah, New York State is making us not use our games. I was like, oh, poor guys. You literally just opened.
Yep. People can look at the games, though.
Yeah.
And it's...
That's kind of nice, I guess.
Yeah. I can't wait to actually go play games. I'm, of course, referring to the arcade bar that just opened in Beacon, New York.
Yeah, called Happy Valley.
I should probably have them on this podcast at some point as well.
Oh, yeah. They have a great patio. Their patio is awesome.
And they have $2 PBR Tuesdays, which, that's my wheelhouse, baby. Like, I'm a dive bar. I'm a cheap beer, shitty whiskey dive bar kind of guy. So that speaks to my soul right there.
I'm from the Midwest. Grew up in Indiana, and then my husband is from Nebraska.
Really?
And yeah, whenever we go back to the Midwest, it's like, thank you, drink prices. This is what I like to see.
Yes.
So yeah, $2 PBRs. That's great.
Exactly. That was, like, I love performing music, and I love touring as well, and that was, there's, like, a special thing about playing in kind of, like, a, let's say, a niche kind of scummy metal band is, that's our wheelhouse, is those bars, and, like, every time I'm like, fuck, I wish we had a place like this up by me. I cannot pay $12 for a beer.
Right.
I just cannot, like, out of my finances and out of principle. I just can't do it.
It hurts your soul.
Yes.
The beer tastes good, but it hurts your soul.
Yes. I do like to give a shout out to Hudson River Brewery in Beacon, New York. I will buy an $8 beer from you because they're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hudson Valley, they know what's up for sure.
Exactly. So tell me about the Story Screen Drive-In.
Cool, yeah. The Story Screen Beacon Drive-In is at the University Settlement Camp in Beacon, New York. It's just a little bit south of, like, Beacon proper. And you have, you're on 9D, you're going southbound towards Cold Spring, and it's right on your left. It's, awesome. We can fit 36 cars per screening. And obviously, you can cram that car full and get as many people as you can. But yeah, we've been open for about a month now. We're starting screenings in September on Thursdays as well. So we're extending our lineup from Thursday through Sunday. We usually offer two films a night. Mm-hmm. Usually the first one starting around the 8 o'clock hour, but always check for tickets. And the later screening starting around like 10:30, 10-ish as well. And those screenings will get a little earlier as the sun sets earlier. But yeah, we've been showing some great classic features, since we aren't really allowed to show newer features as of yet. But hopefully that'll be changing soon too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed quite a few of them since you guys have opened. And I appreciate, I sent a text to our mutual friend Mike Burge, also from First Screen, who, when I saw that you guys are screening RoboCop next week,
yes,
I sent him a text. I said, I can't wait to see RoboCop shoot a guy in the dick next week.
Yeah, on the big screen.
I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
In the privacy of your car.
Because I love that movie, and there's something so special about its mind-numbing carnage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably should not have seen that movie at like 11 when I think is when I first watched that movie.
I mean, I think a lot of the movies that we're showing right now are in that wheelhouse where it's like, yeah, a lot of us saw this way too young and it really formed who we are as people. So it's very nostalgic for people in our age range.
It speaks to our generation and all of our therapy that we're going to.
Yeah, we showed Gremlins the other night and a couple of families didn't bring their younger children and I'm like, yeah, man. Continue this legacy.
Oh, yeah. I saw that at, like, 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one movie that I still can't watch. I guess I should. This should be a podcast. So there's a movie that I can't watch because I watched it when I was young, and it scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
And to this day, I haven't been able to bring myself to even put it on.
Interesting.
That movie is The Gate.
Oh, I haven't seen The Gate.
I'm assuming it's terrible and not scary at all.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, I have this memory of like little monsters that came out of the ground. And I know there's a kid with a rocket and he shoots the rocket. And I'm sorry, I just spoiled the ending for anyone who hasn't seen this movie that came out in 1986. But that's like, for whatever reason, is the one movie that like I can't bring myself to watch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I might have to check that out. Sounds like a good, weird time.
Well, October's coming up soon, so if you're going to do drive-in horror movies, this is the one.
Yeah, we're trying to fill up that lineup as we speak, so yeah. The one for me that I loved so much as a child anyway, so I kept watching, I would just get behind the couch in Pee-wee's Big Adventure when Large Marge...
Oh, all of us!
That freaked me out.
Yes. Our entire generation knows Large Marge.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, that was intense. But I got over that, I think, for the most part.
It's still, what I love about that specific scene is that one for me, still I feel that like tummy anxiety when you know it's coming. Like even though in my rational mind I'm like, it's a movie.
It's fine.
Yeah, but it's still like I feel it and then it happens and I'm like, all right, that was it. Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Large Marge.
Large Marge.
Our whole generation scarred by Large Marge.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, anyway. Back to On Target. What did you purchase for Record Store Day?
All right. I got the new Tom Tom Club.
Okay.
Genius of Live 2020, which I think is very funny that they changed Love to Live. That's great. We got the new Jethro Tull.
Okay.
And we got the Roxy Music album.
Did you get all the things you were looking for?
No, which is a testament to how well you did today. Because we were looking for the new John Prine release, and we were looking for some David Bowie. But other than that, those were, like, high-ticket items. We figured those would go.
Those are the most sought after of this Record Store Day, for sure.
For sure. But, I mean, happy that they went home with someone, you know?
Yeah. And you did good. You got a bunch of great stuff.
Cool. Absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being here. I'll see you at RoboCop.
Yes.
And for anyone who's looking for info on the Story Screen Drive-In, where should they look?
So we have a website. It is storyscreenbeacon.com. Super easy to scroll to the end of that website and sign up for our newsletter. That is the easiest way to receive information. We're also on Instagram at story_screen_beacon. And Facebook, we're storyscreen.beaconnewyork. And then we're on Twitter as well. Not a lot of people follow us. But if you would like to, we're at story_screen. Other than that, pretty much all of those channels, super easy to just do a one click, get to our website, buy the tickets, read the directions, please. The directions are great. They help us out. And yeah, very easy to get in your car and come see a movie.
Cool. Excellent. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So it is about noon here, Record Store Day, Dark Side Records, August 29th. The line has kind of reached its final stage here. We've got about a dozen people left. I was going to say that there's still plenty of time to come by, but I'm realizing that's not going to matter because by the time this goes out, this will already be over and we will be living in the future. So anyway, so I'm here with a couple folks who showed up for Record Store Day. Why don't you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Cool. I'm Danny. I'm a co-host of the V-Spot podcast.
Yeah. And I'm Kat. I'm the other co-host of the V-Spot podcast. We came down from Albany specifically for your store.
Yeah.
On this day.
Yeah.
Cool. I was in Albany the other day, as a matter of fact. Not that you need to know any of this bullshit about my personal life, but I went to a weekend trip to Herkimer Diamond Mines with my wife, and we stopped in at Bourbon & Wolf's on our way back.
Yeah.
I'm assuming by the fact that you run a vegan podcast that you're vegan, and also I am, and as per stereotype, we have to tell everyone.
Right.
Although I have often said on our podcast that I really feel like the actual thing is that other people will tell people that we're vegan.
Yes, almost like it's a disability of sorts. Like when, if you go out somewhere, someone's like, "Okay, well, we'll find somewhere for you." She's a vegan.
Yeah,
and you're like, "I'll handle my own shit. Like, let me deal with it."
Oh yeah,
speak for me. But
yeah,
yes.
I appreciate what you're doing, but I'm good.
I'm good.
I can. Yeah, I got this. Yeah. I have eaten for many years. I know how to read.
Right.
But yeah, so you guys run a vegan podcast. You came all the way down here from Albany, New York.
Yeah.
How's Albany?
Albany's okay. No. You know, yeah, there are better places to be. But we do
okay
with vegan food, though. We do okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a complicated question. How's Albany? Because I'm like, meh. It's all right. So
and
Albany,
to be clear, technically, neither one of us actually live in Albany.
That's true.
But we say Albany because that's what people recognize.
Okay.
I live in Schenectady.
Oh, you're a Schenectady.
I am.
So is our... he was over there. Justin is from Schenectady.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And I live in Johnsonville, which is about half an hour out of Troy.
Okay.
In the middle of kind of nowhere. I'm in a weird armpit of the capital region, so it takes like 45 minutes to get to Saratoga or Albany or Vermont, so I'm in a weird spot, but we're outside. I tend to stay away from Albany.
Yeah.
Troy's where it's at. Troy's cool.
Okay,
Troy's
sorry. Cool. Sorry I brought up Albany.
No, sorry.
How is Troy?
Fucking cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the time, when will this go out?
This week sometime.
Okay, so Monday there's a pop-up for a new place opening in Troy that's an all-vegan burger joint.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
They have Bourbon & Wolf's. They're going to have all-vegan burgers. They have Burrito Squared, which is Mexican food that's all-vegan. Troy's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, this is all good to know because when I was in Bourbon & Wolf's about a week and a half ago, we stopped in driving home, and I left my credit card on the counter there, so I do have to... have to go back at risk of having my identity stolen on the internet.
Yeah.
Or at least people making purchases in my name anyway.
Yeah.
So a good spot to stop through would be fucking ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you go to Troy, you could get so much different food and stuff, that's when we travel. It's all we care about. Food.
Oh, same.
Yeah. Record stores, you know, coffee shops. That's all we really care about.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So.
I have a friend who lives locally who advises me about all the, like, local vegan pop-ups, local vegan kind of things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just turned on to Three Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
You know Three Sisters?
I went there for my birthday.
Cool.
That's very good.
They apparently did, like, a mail order with Three Sisters. They got, like, a box of things shipped to them.
Yep.
And I also was turned on to that if you go to ShopRite or Stop and Shop in the Hudson Valley here, they're doing this limited edition sort of test run of Beyond Burger 10 packs for 15 bucks.
Yeah.
So I bought 4 of them.
Yes.
I don't know if that was the smartest move, but...
At least that.
Yeah,
I
like...
Think they're good, yeah.
I feel like I have to... They're so fucking expensive anyway, and I'm going to eat them, so...
Absolutely.
Right. And they're frozen, so, like, it doesn't go bad.
Yeah. That's what I say about most vegan food. Like, if I have leftovers in the fridge, I'm like, it's fucking vegetables.
Yeah. Well, I've left stuff out before on the counter and things, and I'm like, well, there's no dairy in it.
It's
like,
exactly.
There's nothing that's going to go that bad.
It's totally fine.
It'll be
fine. Yeah, my odds of, like, bodily harm are much lower.
Yeah. Or, like, less severe bodily harm. Like, yeah. I might get a little tummy ache, but I won't be, like, dying. Yeah.
I feel like that's actually a good allegory for veganism, kind of, in general. It's going to do way less bodily harm in the long run. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're all going to die someday, right? But, like, some are painful than others, I guess.
I'll let my skydiving friends know that. Okay, so you guys came here from Albany. What did you pick up on Record Day?
So Billie Eilish was my focus.
Mm-hmm.
Got her.
Okay.
Elton John. I got the 45s, Instant Karma, and Pink Floyd.
Cool.
So,
yep.
Yeah, that was me.
I came, I decided I was in between, but I went for Billie Eilish as well, and then refused for my husband. My big day, you did have a lot of used John Williams albums, which I was really excited about, too. But my big is the August release. I have one thing. September. I like how we went all the months. Hello? The September one is when I have an album that I need to get my grubby little paws on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What one is that?
The Death Piggy.
Death Piggy?
Mm-hmm.
What is Death Piggy?
Death Piggy is Guar before they were Guar. And they have never released a vinyl. And so, yeah.
All right.
I don't know if you guys are going to have it.
Well, as we usually do, we post a menu of all the available titles sometime before the actual RSD drop, typically the day before, because as these Record Store Day things go, they show up until literally the day before. So, you know. But that's cool. No, I didn't know that. I picked up last Record Store Day, we had the Green Jellies.
Yes.
The Serial Killer soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I was able to snag one of those, which made me very happy.
Yeah.
That's like a specific warm, fuzzy place in my adolescence.
Is
that record. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Andy, husband, is like, he's here. About right here?
Yeah.
He's about here right now, and he's a huge Tool fan, so he's like...
You're holding your hand up, this is how tall he is?
That's about how tall he is.
Yeah,
or how excited he is from...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me, so, Albany adjacent, do you do record shopping up there? Like, is there a spot you go to?
Last Vestige is the local one in Albany. They don't do Record Store Day, though. Shout out to them, because they're awesome, but they don't do Record Store Day, so you have to travel. That's, like, the only real place locally, though.
There's a spot in Troy. I haven't been there yet, though.
Oh, yeah, on the corner there. They're, like, never open.
They're weird hours.
Yeah, they have weird hours. And there's a couple, like, little kind of, like, eclectic shops in Schenectady that sell vinyl, but they're not, like... you know, record shops or anything.
She's like the vinyl expert. I'm a new vinyl person. I'd wanted to be for a while, but said husband was like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And we hadn't gotten it, but my lovely co-host best friend here got me a record player for my birthday, and it has been like just dive bomb into it. I think I have
aggressive
well over 150 vinyls since the end of June.
And her, like, birthday was in June, let's clarify.
So I've been going like pretty hard with this.
So, and this is like our weekend thing. We scope out like Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace for vinyl sales, and then wherever we end up we'll also visit like the local record shops, and it's like our thing.
And it's like finding those albums that are like real weird or like very different. You're like, oh, that's fucking cool. It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
It's
totally
cool. I love it. I'm addicting.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in like a good record collection is not just about necessarily, you know, having what are considered like classic albums. It's about also having like weird shit and buying it not just necessarily for music. Like I believe you should. You should buy albums just for an album cover. You should have something like that. Like, I have all these kind of, like things that are in my collection that I bought. Like, I bought one record because I was like, okay, I need one record that definitely just has naked people on the front cover. Done.
Yes.
I need one that's just, like, a satanic, super satanic ritual chant thing.
Yes.
Done. You know? And I just try
it's
to
like
have...
a scavenger hunt. It's like when you're like, oh, check the box there, check the box here. Yep. The dollar bin's really good for that. $3 bins. Real good for some of that stuff.
So much Harry Mancini.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, so if people want to listen to your podcast, where can they find you?
All the places. Apple Podcasts, we're on Google and Spotify, like
Stitcher.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Stitcher.
Basically everywhere that you can want to listen to your podcast, you can find us. Yeah. And if not, you can always slide into our DMs and hold us accountable and be like, I looked here and you weren't on there. Yeah.
You can go to the vspot.fm and that'll lead you to all of the ways to find us, social media, all the email, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is there a good vegan recipe? You don't have to get into the recipe that we could talk about should we ever do a podcast together.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, yeah. But
okay, well, how's about this? Prep that, because okay. I'm coming in hard.
That's okay. Fine.
Especially quarantine has been, that's been like one of the perks of it is trying a lot of really different shit.
You can really
I would be,
to this.
Yeah, Andy yeah. too would, yeah. yeah. We're, because it's hard sometimes to, like you say, cook
yeah.
by, like, for yourself, by yourself, whatever.
Oh,
like,
sure.
not as much
sure.
fun.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
But, like, Andy and I are huge cookers, bakers. He does a lot of baking. Mm. So, like, we'll come to the table. We'll prep
yeah.
some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've got this.
Yeah, we've got this. Yeah.
I have mastered my enchilada game.
Ooh,
and
okay.
it's fucking crazy easy and so fucking rewarding.
I can't wait.
I'm pointing specifically at the person who said that they cook for themselves and
yeah.
that kind of sucks. I get that.
Yeah.
Enchiladas, they take 20 minutes.
I'm ready.
And they're fucking, oh, they're so fucking good.
I want to say the proof is in the pudding, so you should bring some enchiladas if we do this again.
Okay. I would shake your hand, but we're COVID, so, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like.
I love it.
I hear a big talk of these enchiladas.
I know.
So really what you're saying is we've moved from podcasts, it's glorified podcast episode that's really a potluck.
Potluck, yeah.
Yes.
Potluck podcast.
Holy fuck, this is a brilliant. This has got to exist already. This has got to be a
TM,
thing.
TM, just in case it doesn't.
Fuck.
We're on it.
Okay,
we
listen.
New podcast.
Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate
yeah.
you guys coming all the way down from Skinnakatati, et cetera.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll let's do something together soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
We'll be here.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.